I know what it is, Sugar. Remember, I lived down there on Dauphin when I was a girl. The anonymous letters my papa used to get. About me. Vicious. I always thought my cousin, that poor spinster girl, was writing them. Which cousin was that?
Santa asked with interest. Irene Riley's relatives always had gory biographies that were worth hearing.
That was the one knocked a pot of boiling water on her arm when she was a child. She was kind of scalded-looking, you know what I mean? I always seen her writing away at the kitchen table at her mama's house. She was probably writing about me. She was very jealous when Mr. Riley started seeing me.
That's the way it goes, Santa said.
A scalded relative was a dull figure in Irene's dramatic gallery. Then she said hoarsely and cheerfully,
I'll have a little party with you and Angelo and his wife, if she'll come.
Aw, that's sweet, Santa, but I don't feel much like a party these days.
It'll do you good to shake yourself a little, girl. If I can find out about that old man, I'd invite him over, too. You and him can dance.
Well, if you see the old man, babe, tell him Miss Riley said hello.
Behind the bathroom door, Ignatius was lying passively in the tepid water, pushing the plastic soap dish back and forth across the surface with one finger, and listening now and then to his mother on the telephone. Occasionally, he held the soap dish down until it filled with water and sank. Then he would feel for it on the bottom of the tub, empty it, and sail it again. His blue and yellow eyes rested on an unopened manila envelope on the top of the toilet. For quite a while, Ignatius had been trying to decide whether or not he would open the envelope. The trauma of having found employment had affected his valve negatively, and he was waiting until the warm water in which he wallowed like a pink hippopotamus had a calming effect upon his system. Then he would attack the envelope. Paradise Vendor should prove to be a pleasant employer. He would spend his time parked somewhere by the river, accumulating notes for the journal. Mr. Clyde had a certain paternal quality that Ignatius liked. The old man, the scarred and wizened mogul of the Frankfurter, would be a welcome new character in the journal. At last, Ignatius felt relaxed enough, and raising his dripping hulk out of the water, picked up the envelope.
Why must she use this sort of envelope?
He asked angrily, studying the little circle of a Planetarium Station, New York, postmark on the thick tan paper.
The contents are probably written in marking pencil or worse.
He tore the envelope open, wetting the paper, and pulled out a folded poster that said in large letters,
Lecture! Lecture! M. Minkoff speaks boldly about sex in politics, erotic liberty as a weapon against reactionaries.
8 p.m., Thursday the 28th, YMHA Grand Concourse. Admission $1. Or, sign M. Minkoff's petition which aggressively demands more and better sex for all and a crash program for minorities. The petition will be mailed to Washington. Sign now and save America from sexual ignorance, chastity, and fear. Are you committed enough to help in this bold and crucial movement?